it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ben from Olympia is. Ben, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Ben. Steve, it sounds like it's time for you to get out of here.
All right.
For those who are playing along at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
In Hey Diddle Diddle, what did the cow jump over?
The moon.
Yes. How many WNBA expansion teams are coming in 2026?
2.
Yes. What is the only part of the skull that can move?
The jaw.
Yes. What novel tells the story of an adopted mouse in New York City?
Pass.
Which continent produces the most vanilla?
Africa.
Correct. In what decade was the National Toy Hall of Fame established?
30s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
No. During which war did Tennessee acquire the nickname the Volunteer State?
The Civil War.
No.
Revolutionary War.
No.
World War II.
No. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
Yes. What is the atomic number for hydrogen?
1.
Yes. Which Mario character wears UW Husky colors?
Wario.
Yes. What novel tells the story of an adopted mouse in New York City?
Stuart Little.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Coming in clutch right at the end to get a score of 8 points, Ben.
Woo.
Woohoo. That's how I feel about it. Steve. Ben's pretty good at this game.
You look like you got a little frightened.
I'm pretty excited for you right now. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Hey, Diddle Diddle, what did the cow jump over?
A fence?
No.
All I can think of is, crap, that now I have my DMC song. Aerosmith song. Hey, Diddle Diddle, with your big ear. sheep?
No.
I pass.
Hey, how many WNBA expansion teams are coming in 2026?
2.
Yes. What is the only part of the skull that can move?
The brain.
No.
The eyes.
No.
The cranium.
No. What novel tells the story of an adopted mouse in New York City?
Ratatouille?
No.
Fievel?
No.
Willow?
No. Which continent produces the most vanilla?
That would be South America.
No.
Asia?
No.
Africa?
Yes. In what decade was the National Toy Hall of Fame established?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
No. During which war did Tennessee acquire the nickname the Volunteer State?
Civil War.
No.
War of 1812.
Yes. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
Yes, he did. What is the atomic number for hydrogen?
H2O.
No.
Steve. 2.
No. No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, and that is a loss. 8-4. Nice work, Ben.
Thank you.
Oh, you treated me like I'm George Kirby.
Oh, no.
Uncool.
Hey, Diddle Diddle, the cow jumped over the moon.
Yeah.
Hey, Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fin, you know. Anyway, the only part of the skull that can move is the jaw, or I would have accepted mandible. The mouse in New York City that was adopted was Stuart Little. The national.
Never saw that.
Really?
No, have you? No, okay.
I mean, it's fine. The decade that the National Toy Hall of Fame was established, not until the 90s.
1990s, yeah.
Yes. And then eventually you got that it... No, you didn't. Did you even guess atomic number 1 for hydrogen?
No, I guessed 2.
Dang it. One that you didn't get to. Which Mario character wears UW Husky colors?
Oh. Ooh, is that Yoshi?
No, it's Wario.
Wario.
Hey, Steve, there's always tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a fun party going down on the 12th of December. It's a Friday night, and it's at Angel of the Winds Arena. We are calling it Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Starring Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless is going to be there, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. Those tickets are on sale now, and you should snag them before they are gone at KISW.com. Involved in a fantasy football league with our co-workers, and our commissioner is one Mike Hawk of the men's room. Mike joins us now, and we're going to recap how the past week went.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It was a harrowing week, mainly because we didn't actually play against each other.
Okay.
So this week, you guys took on, the Morning Wolf Pack. And then the men's room took on Eric Powers. Happy to say, Eric Powers ranked up as the worst team of the week, putting up only 82 points.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are any of us still trying? Or are we all giving up on this fantasy football thing? Or is it just Thrill Sun?
The scores tell a tale. Because the men's room absolutely crushed. We got the best team at 166 points. To give you guys credit, I am sorry to say that the Morning Wolf Pack did yet again come out with the win. However,
I blame Gabe.
It's always Gabe's fault.
Gabe.
She's slipping me fives under the table to alter the points.
I knew it.
But you guys do get to take home a little bit of a prize of morality here. You guys got the highest points in a loss. So you did the best without coming in first.
That's like saying, you know, Mariners, yeah, you lost 13-4, but Humpy won the race.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Thanks for that.
Yay. That'll bring us a championship.
Let's see, as far as best players of the week, you guys had the best kicker of the week. Myers went out there and crushed it for y'all again.
Nice.
10 full-on points. That's about all you did.
I see. The question that I have is just, I went through our roster, and I made sure the Morning Wolf Pack didn't even have two players playing.
Yep.
And we still lost to them.
This isn't helping your cause for being our general manager, Danny.
You want to take it over?
No.
We should put it in the hands of our children.
Let's give it to Barrett.
Yeah.
Oh, Barrett. Shoot. Yeah, they did.
He'll crush it.
Bowers didn't play. Malik Nabers is on the IR, and you guys still...
How much did we lose by?
You guys lost by about 15 points.
Jeez, we suck.
I know.
Well, Kenneth Walker didn't do you any favors. He didn't really bring his A game. Devontae Adams didn't bring his A game, so... That, and they had Drake London, who absolutely had a crusher of a game, and Bijan Robinson, who's on fire right now for the Falcons.
Now, see, I hate doing fantasy football, but what I do love is seeing the things that people put their friends through as punishment. And I thought I'd run a couple by. I found.
Oh heavens!
Let's see what you guys think about this. I do love the one. I think it was like at a Cubs game where somebody just held a sign that just said, "I suck at fantasy football."
They were
clearly wearing the opposing team's colors. That was the bet. But the one that I just saw recently was on Reddit, and I think this is hilarious. And there was an argument over whether or not this is hilarious or cruel. One league proposed whoever finishes last has to live vegan from the end of fantasy football season until the Super Bowl.
Until the Super Bowl. Okay, so that's about a month that you got to go vegan. You know what?
Could you be vegan for a month?
Yes, I could.
See, I know I can because I've done it for many years. Granted, I'm not doing it right now, but like I've done it for several years. So I live in a vegan household. But for some people, the idea of... Taryn, can you live a month without meat in your mouth?
No, absolutely not.
I know Danny can.
I don't have any of that tofurkey.
Yeah, you can't have any of that beyond meat.
No! We just like the impossible stuff. It's not impossible, Taryn. You can do it.
I can do it.
It's possible if you put some barbecue sauce on it. No.
Does it soak up the flavor?
Oh, yeah.
It does. It's
delicious.
And Oreos are vegan. You're good to go.
That's whenever someone's like, yeah, you put on a bunch of weight. Why? I thought you were vegan. It's like, yeah, Oreos are vegan.
Yeah.
And
you're good to go.
So very bad for you.
There's plenty of stuff that's bad for you in the vegan diet.
Absolutely.
So what does the future hold for the Daily Mix Fantasy Football team? Who are we playing next?
You guys get to play Eric Powers, who hasn't changed out his starting quarterback, Joe Burrow, who has been on the IR for weeks at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, don't remind him. Does Eric Powers even know he's still doing this?
I don't think he does. Honestly, he's involved
busy.
In like... Derrick Henry is on a bye week this week, so he's don't probably not going to switch that out. You know what? If there's any Hot 103.7 listeners in here, shoot him a text.
No!
We're just going to see if he's actually paying attention to this.
Mike, we need all the help we can get. Don't wake
his
Eric
bench Powers. Doesn't look any better. You guys should be fine.
Yeah, I thought we'd be fine when we're playing a team that didn't even start two of their players.
We suck. Hey, we're taking on the Morning Wolf Pack. They're 5-1. They didn't even want to be here, and they're 5-1. They're the best team in our league right now.
It's because of Gabe.
Kind of Gabe.
She knows country and fantasy football.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you, guys.
For breaking down our fantasy football league once again. Go Hawks.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of its chorus? If so, we will hook you up with tickets to see the World Fighting Championships at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, October 25th. Call 206-803-ROCK right now to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Let's go.
Steve Miggs, you may recall earlier this morning when we went straight to the comments.
Yes.
People were outraged about Humpy winning the salmon race yesterday.
Okay.
And Nick from Paulsbo would like to talk about this. Nick, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Look, this is Nick from Paulsbo with my dog, Charlie. I got up this morning, took a big old dab, was going out on a walk, and then I found out about Humpy, man.
Yes.
Like, this is some... I'm going to calm down. I'm working through the five stages I've decided. And I'm kind of narrowing in on the acceptance part. I'm still a little depressed because, like, this is manufactured magic. Like, you don't do that.
You can't force it.
This is how curses start. No. This is how curses start, man.
Do you think we're switching from the magic of Humpy that helped us win that game that went 15 innings, that and now we're morphing into the curse of Humpy?
No, and that's why we need to stop it now. Humpy does not win another race. Period.
I agree.
This year, not at all. Okay. No. If Humpy wins one, it needs to be real like it was last week. That was natural. That was Humpy winning. Like,
well, I feel like, Nick, I'm with you in a sense. He's a lovable loser. He needs to keep losing. But if they go into extra innings and they do another Humpy race, I think that's the spirit. Like, that's why it worked so well in that game against Detroit.
No, I think you're trying too hard to manufacture something. Like, that was the moment. That was one. That was, dude, watch the video of that. How sincere it is when the moose jumps on Humpy, man. Like,
dude.
Like, that's love, bro.
Nick, did you see that there's a Yahoo Sports article about Humpy? And they talked to the guy who's behind the scenes working it. And they even mentioned how, like, the players, like Brian Wu and other players, got emotional when they saw Humpy win, which I think is such a funny story.
Dude. Yay for Saul. I'm glad everybody saw him crying on ESPN. But, like, I was tearing up for Humpy. I had to send my buddy Phil a text. Like, when he's the one who taught me about it when we were at a game earlier this year. Like, and he told me about the legend of Humpy. I mean, I'm also a Red Sox fan. I've been through a curse.
Oh,
you
yes.
Don't, like, this hurts. So you can't. I'm just saying, like, dude, whatever. And I've got a new pun I'm working on. It's whatever the fun it takes, guys.
Ooh, okay, fun, yes, F-U-N.
Whatever the fun it takes. I mean, Etsy Witch, put a shoe on your head. I'm not shaving my beard, but gay for everybody who wants to grow a mustache. Like, Cheetos. I might even start calling Charlie Cheeto for the rest of the playoffs. Charlie, your name's Cheeto the rest of the playoffs.
So, like, Nick, what we're saying is
whatever it takes, brother.
So Humpy needs to lose today.
Dude, Humpy, if I could find a way to sneak on and trip Humpy, wow. I'd be there.
What, you're going to Tanya Harding him?
Dude, whatever the fun it takes.
That would be the most Seattle thing ever if we have,
you know, Boston had the Babe Ruth curse, the curse of the great Bambino, and here in Seattle, we now have the curse of Humpy the Salmon.
I'm upset we're even putting it into the universe right now, guys.
It's not that
there's too much on the line.
But I'll be honest, there was a moment where I was like, I wonder if Humpy won the race today. And I go on, I'm like, what is happening here?
Oh,
like,
no.
This is crazy. Like, this lore of Humpy.
There's probably going to be a documentary out about this at some point.
But now today's the day. Today is Humpy Day here.
Yes.
Like, it's been proclaimed that today is Humpy Day in Seattle.
What are we supposed to, like, listen to Chariots of Fire or something like that? That song?
He needs to lose.
He needs to lose. I agree. I mean, maybe not as passionately as Nick, but I do agree.
I'm a little worried about Nick. He's going to show up with like a pipe and he's going to be like Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. He's going to take Humpy's knee out.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. And Bob from Tacoma's on the phone. Stevie has a question for you.
Oh boy.
Bob, you have the floor.
Morning, Steve. Hey, listen, this morning you mentioned that your non-meat days are over, and I had done the same thing. I quit eating meat for 3 years, and I could barbecue a steak for my buddies, and mm-hmm. it wouldn't even bat an eye at it. But pepperoni pizza did me in, so I'm just wondering, what is it that did you in?
You know what did me in? We went to Texas, and we went to,
Terry Black's,
and all the ribs and all the meat, and there was zero options for me. Everything was cooked in meat oil, meat fat, or just meat. And I was like, you know what? When in Texas, everyone always talks about Terry Black's. It's not like I'm not going to die if I eat meat. So I had it. And, you know, for the most part, I think I'm going to still continue to eat a relatively plant-based lifestyle. But, you know, fish is really the thing for me. It's like sushi. I just hit a breaking point. I was like, I need to eat some sushi every once in a while.
Well, if you ever need salmon, let me know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Are you going to take Humpy out and cook him for me?
Actually, I'm not a big fan of pinks. They ruin the other salmon fishing.
It's like the bottom of the barrel of the salmon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much used for cat and dog food.
So, Bob, what's your salmon? What's your pick?
Oh, I'd go for kings and then cohos right after it.
Nice.
I'm in for that.
It's making me hungry.
I know.
Yeah, you know, we went to Trappers and I got they gave us the New York roll.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just want something with salmon. I just really want to have like some salmon. And he's like, how about, because we did the all-you-can-eat lunch. So I was like trying to figure it out. And he's like, well, you should get the New York roll, but get it without cream cheese if you don't want like a lot of stuff in it. And that was a game changer. And like, I just want to go back to Trappers and eat the New York roll over and over and over again.
We did a really good job in that place.
Well, Danny and I did.
I did pretty good. I got 3 rolls. I almost finished the 3rd roll.
What do you think, Danny?
No, that was like a C-, especially for all-you-can-eat. And especially when I challenged her at the beginning. I was like, Taryn, you're doing 5 today.
I'll be honest. I don't know why you do all you can eat. I don't think you're getting your money for it.
I don't think so.
I just want to be cool like you guys.
Yeah, but you're wasting your money. You could just buy 2 rolls or a roll and a half, and it'll be cheaper than what you're doing.
Maybe next time I'll try it the other way and see financially if it makes more sense to do that.
Okay, cool. Can we go today?
Yes, we can.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, there is an opportunity for you to win a trip to New York City to see Rush. They have reunited Geddy and Alex for the 50-something tour, and this is your opportunity to maybe score a pair of tickets to the show with round-trip airfare and a 2-night hotel stay. You can enter for your chance to win at KISW.com. Just in case you need a little refresh here, the new Pope Leo
rules.
He's from Chicago, and he's a major White Sox fan. So he's now going viral because he decided to clap back at someone that was yelling, "Go Cubs," when he was driving the Popemobile through Vatican City. Check it out.
Also, just what a weird timeline we're in that someone today feels like, of all things, to yell at the Pope. Like, some people be like, "Bless me," or something. He's just like, "I'm going to troll the Pope. Go Cubs, huh?" Oh, so he yelled, "They lost."
He said, "Han Perdido, they lost."
What does "Han Perdido" mean?
They lost?
Han doggy?
I'm not really sure.
You don't know what "Han Perdido" means?
Han Perdido? No. Is that Latin? What is that?
I have no idea.
I'm going to Google it.
I thought that was a character in Star Wars. I'm sorry, no.
Han Perdido. Spanish to English translation, to lose.
So he said they lost in another language,
yes.
And then said they lost again.
Yes.
Okay.
He translated for everyone.
I mean, that's fair. There's a lot of people that probably don't speak English.
Absolutely.
So it's good for him to get it out there. Both. I love that he's just still clapping back at people.
So do you know, like, does the Pope get to go to sporting events in all his Pope getup? Has he done that yet? Can he do that? Is he allowed to?
Do they have like a White Sox themed Pope getup that he could wear?
Like a Pope robe?
Could he throw? I don't want to go to hell for asking these questions, but could he throw out the first pitch, but wearing like a White Sox themed Pope outfit?
It's not an outfit, Steve.
Pope uniform. Pope hat. The Pope garb.
He should have at least a White Sox logo on the Pope hat.
And like his Pope mobile, he comes out through the bullpen. You know how they used to bring out the we're all going to hell.
No. You and I used to be Catholic. We're good.
That's true.
We're covered.
We were altar boys. We're allowed to ask these kind of questions.
Me, on the other hand, I'm in trouble.
You are in a lot of trouble. That's why I'm moving my seat away from you, because I'm afraid that lightning might hit you. I bet the White Sox have reached out to his publicist. I don't know. Does the Pope have a publicist? The Pope's
assistant?
Yeah, God. No, he's God's assistant.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Danny.
It does not go both ways.
I'm starting to question if you were an altar boy. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
Because I would think he would love to throw out the first pitch, but is he allowed to? And what kind of chaos would that cause if the Pope is there? I mean, they've had probably some cool celebrities.
Sure. And well, like in the Pope mobile, they always have to have like the glass around him. So I wonder if they'd have to like put the glass on the pitcher's mound for him to like throw it out with.
Wait, so would he be like a bubble boy kind of thing?
Yeah.
Only his arm is out to throw the pitch?
Yeah.
We figured it out, guys.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
I don't think this is right.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would be so stoked if you would join us on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And it's something that we've never done before, where all of the bands that are performing are going to be completely stripped down acoustically. They're going to have their clothes on, but they're going to be stripped down acoustically. Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Mammoth, Daughtry, and more. Those tickets are on sale right now at KISW.com.
Yeah, it's Unwrapped, not Unzipped.
Whoa.
Hey.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
On behalf of all of us here at the Daily Migs show, we would like to wish you, Ryan Castle, a happy National Bosses Day.
Oh, thank you. I saw that was happening today, and I wondered where my gift was on my
no,
desk.
No, we decided that you would take us to lunch. Yeah. That's the gift.
Yeah. Oh, that's awfully nice of me.
Yeah. Very nice. That's just the kind of boss that you are.
Then expensive, so then your bosses are actually giving you it's like a pyramid scheme.
I am a giver.
You are.
I'm a generous, generous God.
Oh, man, yesterday was a rough one for us Seattle Mariners fans. It just shows how miserable Mariners fans can be. We're still up 2-1, but everyone seems to be acting like as if the series is over.
They are defeatist.
Oh, my God. Well, they got defeated pretty bad. Oh, 13-4 yesterday, but they'll bounce back. Today's the day. And one texter even said, hey, before you guys leave, please say one more time,
this is our year.
So fingers crossed. They're back at it again today, 5:30 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Hopefully we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning talking about a 3-1 series lead.
A lot of talk today about what Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell decided to do today, and that is declare it Humpy Day in honor of the one and only Humpy. Once winless, he now has 2 wins under his belt in the Salmon Run race, but the one that happened yesterday really did not go over well. People were not happy about it.
If you don't know what a humpy is, by the way, you're going to look at that declaration and be like, what is happening in Seattle?
And also, I just love on King 5's Instagram page, like, this was actually said by one of their reporters.
Fans are irate because they allowed Humpy to win a second consecutive race.
Fans are irate because they let Humpy win a second consecutive race.
Must be nice to not have any real problems.
Well, you know what? Maybe Voodoo Donuts can make a Humpy Donut today.
Ooh.
Because Voodoo Donuts, you know, they got now a couple locations here, and they're opening up one, their third Washington location, this Sunday in downtown Bellevue.
Nice.
Have you been to Voodoo Donuts since they've been here?
No, I haven't.
I know, and it's like right in Capitol Hill. Like, we need to make a trip.
We do. Field
for
trip
bosses
for sure.
Day,
for Bosses Day, I'll take you to Voodoo Donuts.
We can get our voodoo dozen.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice of you.
I am a giver.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football is happening tonight. Anyone watching any sports other than the Mariners tonight, though, you can check out the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, which you've dubbed
the Icy Hot Bowl. Because the quarterbacks are over 40.
Okay.
Also, the Kraken, they're in Ottawa tonight. They're going to be taking on the Ottawa Senators at 4 p.m. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 59 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Go Mariners.
Yeah.
And that's what's up.
The world's best boss, Ryan Castle, is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.